That image suggests forces outside of our control pulling us in a direction not of our choosing. If society is moving in a direction not of its choosing, it is often because it is being pushed by the self-appointed forces of progress. Tom Wolfe, in his essay, The Great Relearning, details how the counterculture, inspired by the German Bauhaus, wanted to start over, to declare a new year zero, much as the Jacobins and Nazis did, to go back to the fork in the road where Western civilization allegedly took the wrong path. The counterculture author Ken Kesey even organized a pilgrimage to the pagan Mecca of Stonehenge, believing that this was the last place Western man was on the right track, and presumably took a wrong turn by leaving his paganism behind. In the remainder of this chapter, we will look at how this overarching vision informed the movements and ideas both of classical fascism and of today's cultural left in a few discrete areas of culture: identity, morality, sex, and nature. The Liberal Fascist Kulturkampf. Isaiah Berlin summarized the neo-romantic outlook that gave rise to Nazism. If I am German, I seek German virtues. I write German music. I rediscover ancient German laws. I cultivate everything within me which makes me as rich, as expressive, as many-sided, as full of German as it is possible for me to be. That is the romantic ideal at its fullest. Such thinking led inexorably to the Nazi conception of right and wrong. Justice, explained Alfred Rosenberg, is what the Aryan man deems just. Unjust is what he so deems. This vision most concretely manifested itself in the effort to purge the influence of the German mind from Nazi Germany. The Jew symbolized everything that kept the German people back. Even conscience, according to Hitler, is a Jewish invention, to be discarded in an act of self-liberation. As a result, the Nazis played the same games against the Jews that today's left plays against Eurocentrism, whiteness, and logocentrism. When you hear a campus radical denounce white logic or male logic, she is standing on the shoulders of a Nazi who denounced Jewish logic and the Hebrew disease. While still a Nazi collaborator, Paul DeMann, the revered postmodern theorist who eventually taught at Yale and Cornell, wrote of the Jews, "Their cerebralness, their capacity to assimilate doctrines while maintaining a cold detachment from them, is one of the specific characteristics of the Jewish mind." The white male is the Jew of liberal fascism. The key to solving the social problems of our age is to abolish the white race, writes the whiteness studies scholar and historian Noel Yignatieff. Whiteness studies is a cutting-edge academic discipline sweeping American higher education. Some 30 universities have WS departments, but many more schools teach the essentials of whiteness studies in other courses.